Blog Talk Radio. Ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Labrish. This is Margaret Marshall, your host, and I want to welcome you all to the backyard. We're here each Wednesday at 8 o'clock, where we celebrate, enlighten, and preserve the rich, diverse culture of Jamaica, land we love. And each week as we gather in our favorite place on the island, we are taking a virtual trip now. We're under the mango tree, on the terrace, or on the beach. If you have ever visited Jamaica, or if you was brought up in Jamaica, or if you're still in Jamaica, I know that there's a favorite spot that you just love, where you love to be, where you can chill, relax, and feel the trade winds blow gently across your face. So we're going to ask you to get to that place this evening, because we just relax here in the backyard and just have a good time. And for those of us who would love to be there but can't for one reason or another, this gives us a chance to just get ourselves in the mood mentally. So I ask you to get rid of all the problems of the week and just know that in Jamaica, one of the things that we say all the time is, no problem, man. So this is the time to relax. And when we get together in the backyard, we're being enlightened most times by something we didn't know before, or just something we like to chat about. And that's what a Labrish is, for those of our listeners that might not know. It's people getting together for a conversation about a point of interest or a subject of interest. And I think, I don't know about all the listeners, but I've just been having a fabulous time finding out all these nice things that my island is responsible for or has contributed to. And we have just finished our series on the different ethnic backgrounds that came to Jamaica, because the island was inhabited by the Tainos before anybody else got there. Columbus didn't really discover it. It was there all the time, but he made it available to the New World. So we know about that history, And there are so many missing pieces that most people, even Jamaicans that were born and raised there, especially in my generation, which would be in the 30s, 40s, 50s, pre-independence, we did not have a lot of information about what actually went on the island once Columbus got there, except for the different battles and the military things that happened. We didn't have a lot of information. So we've just been sharing a lot here, and all of this information has always been online, and I'm just putting a voice to it. And we welcome other voices. So if you're one of our fans and you're listening online, you'd have to call in to interact with us. And the number you would call is 718. Oh, I don't have the number right in front of me, but it's on the website. So if you want to interact with us, if you are online, you're listening on the Blog Talk Radio website. So I invite you to call in if you want to join the Labrish. And at this point, I want to tell the listeners on the board that you hit 1 on your telephone if you want to let your voice be heard. And this evening, we're doing a fun subject. You know, for the past couple of weeks, we talked about the different backgrounds and when they came, why they came, and how we all mixed together to make such a beautiful, beautiful, what should I call it now, culture. And we have, because of this mix, I think, we have contributed so much to so many different things, because you can imagine in music, and tonight we are going to, in sports, tonight, the arts, I'm going back to tonight, but tonight we're going to talk about food and something that has been very popular over the last, I would say, perhaps, I don't know exactly when it became that popular, because I migrated from Jamaica in 1959, and it was not as popular then as it is now. Because if you're on my list and got my promo today, which was a little late, you will know that I am doing the material I'm going to share tonight is from the Encyclopedia of Jamaican Heritage by Olive Senior, and she has really enlightened me a lot about the origin of the jerk seasoning or the jerk flavors that we are now so famous for. So if you are strange to the website or to the program, and if you don't know anything about Jamaica, when we say jerk, we're not talking about the real description of a jerk. Our jerk is a seasoning or a process that we do to make certain meats very delicious and unique. So if you're on the board and you would like to add something to what we're going to discuss, please feel free to join the Labrish. So let me just start by saying, letting everyone know that when I left Jamaica, I knew about jerk pork. It was, everybody knew about it, but it was not a dish that everybody was eating. So I'm going to start first with Olive Senior's explanation or description of her book. Is just what it says, an encyclopedia. So it's done in alphabetical order, and she describes not only places and things, but some of our customs and things about our culture. So this is under J, and it's jerk pork. And she says, originally, wild pig seasoning and cooked the way of the Maroons, the word jerk is derived from the Q-U-E-C-H-A, which is kusha or kwasha, I'm not sure how to pronounce it, language of the Incas of Peru. It means to preserve pork or beef by cutting it into strips and drying it in the sun. Hence, jerky is a name used for dried beef throughout the Americas and among some seamen. And if you're a jerky fan, you'll know that it's all over the supermarkets here, the jerky, which is dried beef or pork, I suppose. And originally, it was that is the true jerk, how jerk pork was done in Jamaica. Okay, so it says, hence jerky is the name used for dried beef throughout the Americas and among seamen. Sometimes meat or fish was jerked by placing it on long raised wooden racks over hot coals. The contraption itself was called by the Spanish name, which is bacoa, from the Taino word, and from which comes the English barbecue. Jerking in Jamaica for a long time continued to refer to the practice of smoking or drying meat to preserve it. The runaway Africans called Maroons probably learned these methods of cutting meat from the Tainos, but soon developed their own techniques of seasoning and cooking. Jamaica's mountainous interior was overrun with pigs from those first introduced by the Spaniards. But for people engaged in constant guerrilla warfare, some methods had to be found to preserve the meat the hunters brought in. Jerking served the purpose. Now, I want to go back a little to one of the shows we did on the Spanish, when the Spanish owned the islands. The first Africans on the islands, if anyone remembers from that show, were hunters and servants and cowboys. So these are the people they were referring to. And, of course, hogs were wild in the mountains. And they had to find some way of preserving it. Because remember, we're talking about long ago, they didn't have refrigeration. So that really makes sense. All right, so let me go back to the book now. Hans Sloane, who's a writer, who visited Jamaica in the late 17th century, noted swine running wild, shot or pierced through with lances, cut open, the bones taken out, and the flesh is gashed on the inside into the skin, filled with salt and exposed to the sun, which is called jerking. And she quotes where that came from in this man's writing. Now, another historian described jerking as cutting or scoring internally the flesh of the wild hog, which is then smoked. Jerky was originally made with or without salt, which in earlier times was a scarce commodity. For the Maroons, salt was also scarce. And they found other means of making the meat savory, utilizing herbs and spices from the forest around them, developing a unique flavor using hot peppers and pimento leaves and pimento wood for the fires. The preparation and cooking of the pigs seem to have moved away from the simple jerky to something more complicated and definitely more flavorful, becoming highly regarded as a culinary treat in the wilder communities. After the peace treaties, the selling of jerk pork in the markets became a method of livelihood for the Maroons, and it was consumed even by high society, or perhaps they were the ones able to afford it. And she says here, W.C. Lewis, a visiting plantation owner, mentioned jerk pork as a specialty at the table of Lady Nugent. And this was in 1802. He described a dinner in St. Thomas Parish where the first course consisted entirely of fish, expecting jerked hog in the center, which is the way of dressing it by the Maroons. In other words, it took center stage of the table, Lady Nugent's table even. Goose, who lived in Jamaica in 1844 to 1845, described an intimate Maroon jerk pork vendor who sold it in measured slices to ready customers as an especially expensive delicacy for the breakfast table. Now, I didn't even know that people were eating pork for breakfast in the old days. Wow. Now, different methods of making jerk pork developed. Lewis described one method, cooking the meat in a covered pit. The dressed hog is seasoned inside and out, wrapped in green pimento leaves for flavor, then in green banana leaves. It is then placed in a cooking pit lined with stones in which a fire has been allowed to blaze and burn out, leaving hot coals and rocks. The pig is covered with more hot coals than the entire pit itself is covered. The pork could be ready in 6 to 8 hours. Now, when Zora Neale Hurston went on a wild pig hunt with the Maroons off Akampong, which is the name of the city the Maroons still live in, I suppose, I know, when that person went there in the 1930s, she described how the hunters built a fire and put the whole pig covered in green bush over it to sweat it, so that the hair could be removed. Taking it off the fire, they scraped the pig, washed it clean, and gutted it. All the bones were removed. It was seasoned and dried over a fire. The meat was seasoned with salt, pepper, and spices and put over the fire to cook again. The big hog took nearly all night and had to be turned by two men. The cured meat and bones were carried home. Hurston concluded, "It is hard to imagine anything better than pork the way the Maroons jerk it." Now, from the historical literature, then, there seems to have been two different methods called jerking. Either cooking the meat on a wooden grill or cooking the pig in a covered pit. Both of these origins are still utilized today, though very little hunting takes place and domestic pigs are used. The wooden grill or framework is called a pata, P-A-T-T-A, or a cabin, C-A-B-A-N. The wood being especially selected to impart flavor. Nowadays, what is popular called jerk is closer to barbecuing or drum cooking. The name jerk, describing the pimento-based seasoning used on pork, fish, or chicken. So I know that was a little long, but I thought it was very interesting because that is the jerk that I remembered, not necessarily done in those details, but I think because it really was so time-consuming and had so much details to it, it wasn't really very popular in my days when I was growing up. It's not like I think I might be right in saying that jerk now in Jamaica and a lot of other places, even here in the United States, is very popular, extremely popular, and there are perhaps families that would have it once or twice a week, something jerk, because now it's a different process of doing it. And that's what I'm going to get to now, because as you can imagine, jerk is now an internationally acclaimed dish. I just went on a website, which is a cooking website that has really nothing to do with Jamaica itself, but there on the website, there was a recipe for jerk marinade. So it does have international acclaim. But that is the origin of the whole idea of then they were doing just pigs because that was wild and available at the time, you know, for the hunters who hunted. But it was because of their ingenuity, I am sure, that they were able to put all these things together and realize that it would make the roast or the pig more flavorful because they were using the pimento wood, you know, a pit, and the seasoning. Remember it mentioned salt was scarce because if you think, you know, when the settlers first got there, both the Spanish, the English, and all the other ethnic backgrounds in the early days, shipping was not as it is today, you know, where things get from point A to point B in a nanosecond. It took a very long time, and because the boats were not made like they're made today, a lot of them couldn't withstand the weather. So even getting salt, which was not made, was not available on the island itself, was a problem, a challenge in those days. So now at this point, I'd like to ask anybody on the board that would like to interact and put in their two cents about what they remember when they, I'm just going by my memory, leaving there in 1959 of what, I don't remember jerk anything being that popular at that time. So for me, it's since I'm here in the United States, all of this new way of doing the jerk that's so popular has sort of come into its own. So if anyone on the board would like to weigh in on this, let me know by hitting 1 on your keypad. Because now I'm going to branch over into just what we describe as jerk in this encyclopedia. And as I say, it's not the same as Webster's dictionary. If you look up the word jerk in the dictionary online, or if you have one, it will not describe what I'm going to describe now because it's not regarded in the dictionary as a seasoning. But it's just plain jerk for us, and you can jerk anything. So let me read now what the Encyclopedia of Jamaican Heritage by Olive Senior has to say about just jerk. What I did before was the jerk pork and how it actually originated, why and how. Now, I can just see this evolving because by the time we got to 18 or something, there was a different style of doing roasting the pig from the original style. And talk about creativity and adding different things to make something better. So let's go to jerk. The term, now widely applied to a type of seasoning or marinade for meats, perhaps Jamaica's major contribution to the international cuisine. The term was originally applied only to jerk pork, originating with the Maroons, utilizing wild pigs caught in the mountains. For a long time, jerk pork was available to the general public only at one or two places, most notably Boston Beach. From the 1960s, jerk pork using domestic pig began to be widely available throughout the island, and the seasoning and cooking technique of jerking applied to chicken and other meats. So now we're getting more modern, because before it was mostly pigs that they shot with a bow and arrow or a gun or whatever they used to, you know, get these wild pigs. Now we're up to domestic pigs. And, you know, I knew I wasn't wrong because I left Jamaica in 1959. We're talking about 1960, that it was mostly available, as they say, here in Boston Beach. It says now, nowadays, chicken with jerk seasoning grilled at a roadside barbecue made of oil drums cut in half is a popular fast food. Like the widespread vending of coconut water, a sign of ingenious entrepreneurship. Throughout urban Kingston and in country towns and villages, the tantalizing aroma of jerking heralds the night, for that is the time of the roadside jerk specialist. Increasingly, the term drum chicken is replacing the older term. In a way, the technique of present-day jerking has reverted to the original practice of jerking meat on a raised platform over hot coals. Hence, the Taino term barbica, from which the word and practice barbecue derives. Jerk seasoning was for a long time a closely guarded secret. It is now on its way to becoming a new flavor in the international marketplace, and various types, wet or dry, can be purchased in large supermarkets and ethnic markets in many parts of North America and Europe. The special flavor of jerk seasoning arises from the combination of pimento with other spices and seasonings. So here she is telling us that it's now easy to get because it's pre-made by a lot of companies and shipped all over the world. So with that said, again, I'm going to ask anyone on the board that have any information that could help me here, because I know that just like the dictionary said, the encyclopedia says, it was not really popular in my day. So it's more or less something new for me, but I have just totally embraced the jerking. And I want to share with you what is supposedly a authentic Jamaican jerk sauce recipe from one of the cooking websites that I came on to. And it says here, which I don't even know how that is possible, but it says here it's thyme, allspice, which we call pimento, scotch bonnet peppers, and garlic. So I think everybody just sort of have their own things that they put in them. But this one calls for, along with that, it calls for scallion, cinnamon, nutmeg, black pepper and soy sauce. And that's more or less sort of the basics that goes into the mix. And it can be bought in the stores all over Europe and, of course, the Americas here. But I can tell you from experience that it's the process of the how you put everything together and how long you marinate it and how you bake it that makes the difference in that taste. Because I know that you can get jerk chicken or jerk whatever from one place and it, and perhaps they're using the same ingredients, but it tastes totally different from jerk from another establishment. So with that said, I want to again encourage our listeners to participate in the Labrish, because this is what this is all about. I see several callers on the line, but everybody's listening, and I don't see anyone putting up your hand. So if you don't put up your hand in a couple of minutes, I am going to at least get the idea that you either got it or you're still waiting to get it. Well, that is all I have from the Encyclopedia of Jamaican Heritage by Olive Senior. So unless you have something to add to all of this information I've given you, I'm going to be signing off shortly, because this seems like it's going to be a short show tonight. But what I was just, one of the things that I thought about as I selected this is how, you know, everything evolves. And when we have different ways of doing things, and it doesn't matter what the difference is, we can still, a lot of times you can take one set of tools or set of ingredients, and just by adding something else to it, you put a different flair to it. And this is not just for food. It goes for anything. But I think that one thing I know I am very grateful for is having been raised in a society with all different types of people around me, and we were not always doing the same things. We did not always look the same. There are some things that we all participate in, but as you can see, historically, the next generation is always sometimes adding things to an old recipe, an old way of doing things to make it better. So the point I'm trying to make is that, you know, as seniors, a lot of times we don't think we have something to contribute to the next generation or to even share with the now generation. But I find it so interesting that, you know, the first set of people who, I suppose they did it because they had to, as it mentioned, that's the only way they could get the wild hog from where they captured it and to where they were going to consume it over a period of time, was to use the process they had at hand, even though they didn't have any salt. Salt was scarce. But they took what they had around them and creatively came up with this special dish. Now, remember that the people who were out there hunting were not the people with the money. They were the ones who were the cowboys. They were the workers. They were the hunters. But eventually, because of their ingenuity, it became a specialty that was now served at royal tables. Not only was it served, it controlled the center of the table, because that's what the notes here says. So the fish was all around, but the jerk hog was in the center. My point being, you know, here's something, consider it, it's from the working class, so it was humble. It was a humble meal, but it became the meals of royalties. So whatever it is that you feel you can add to anything, always remember that you might be creating something new. It could be an idea that can improve something that you already know or that you already have. But be open to that possibility of changing it a little, because look how popular that humble way of doing the pig is now evolved, that you can do anything jerk. You know, you can jerk fish, you can jerk chicken, you can jerk pork. You know, a lot of people don't eat pork, but it was limited in those days to that particular animal because that was running wild on the island. That's where it originated, is my point. But I always try to find, you know, the edge or the hook from the past that can really help us in the present and the future. So what I'd like to leave with my listeners tonight is the idea that if you have some knowledge about something, a craft or anything at all, you know, even though you might think it's old-fashioned or people not doing it that way anymore, but be open to someone taking that idea from you to do something and doing it a different way. A lot of times I know that senior citizens tend to be a little resentful when younger people want to change things. But change is not always bad. You know, we have to learn to embrace change because change can make a big difference sometimes. Now, it's not all the time it does, but you never know. You never know. Because I'm sure when whoever started in Boston Beach to make the jerk, the old way of jerking, more popular to more people, never really, I don't know if they saw the vision and knew that one day not only Jamaicans would be enjoying the flavor of jerk, but people all over the world would be. And once most visitors go to Jamaica and get that taste of jerk, wherever they return, wherever is their home, they're going to be, number one, they'll always recognize the aroma if they pass any place that's making it or selling it. And they're always going to be intrigued and they're always going to be longing for that special taste that only the jerk seasoning can give to your palate. And like the people, it's a mixture of several things put together. And that's why I thought it would be so perfect this week's show, because for the past 6 weeks we have been talking about when the Africans came, when the English came, when the Irish came, when the Jews came, when the Lebanese came, the Chinese, the Indians, and the Germans. So we're talking about 5, 8 different types of cultures and backgrounds coming together to just make the island and its people, its food, its music, and its art something very special and unique. So with that said, I'm going to end the show by encouraging you to celebrate whatever you have in your life that is good, enlighten people about anything that will uplift them, and preserve the good things for the next generation. And the best place to preserve anything, whether it's a picture, an idea, a message, whatever, is in cyberspace. And now, as they say, put it in the cloud. The cloud is always going to be there. Wherever the cloud is, it's high up, Nobody knows. Nobody owns the clouds. There will always be clouds. So think of the internet as the cloud. And as a senior, don't be afraid of it. Embrace it and use it for good. So with that said, unless I have a hand in a minute, hitting one on your phone to let me know you want to join the Labrish, I'm going to assume that you were in your favorite chair, you were sipping on perhaps your favorite drink, and it had a little whites in it, and now you are quite relaxed, feeling the trade winds blow gently across your face, and perhaps just getting a whiff of the June blossom, even though we're not there yet, but we have lots of flowers that when the winds blow, you can smell the fragrance. And I just want to throw in here that I have a girlfriend who's a photographer. She's an American girlfriend, and she visited Jamaica some time ago. She's a photographer, and she took the most beautiful pictures of flowers, just flowers. And to surprise me for my birthday, which was on the 20th, she made a postcard of these gorgeous flowers and just sent me a beautiful note saying that she knew the flowers of my country would really be so pleasing to me for my birthday. And I cannot begin to tell you how much I enjoy them. I could actually smell them. They were so beautiful. So if you've not been to Jamaica in a long time, or if you've never been, I encourage you to go there just for the beauty of the island, and be sure to get some jerk. Not a jerk now, but some jerk this evening. And there are lots of places online that will give you recipes, because it's not everybody from Jamaica that even know how to cook jerk, and it's not everybody from Jamaica that enjoy jerk. But, you know, for those of us who do, and incidentally, you know, you can always let it be less peppery. It doesn't have to be, you just cut down on the amount of pepper that you put in it if you have a delicate palate. So I encourage you, if you've never tasted or sampled our famous jerk, please do it, because I think it's an experience you'll never forget, and you're going to want more. So is there anyone online that would like to jump in the Labrish? Do so, or forever hold your peace, because we're going to be signing off in a couple of minutes, and I want to really encourage you to go to the website, backyardlabrish.com, and just send us a note and let us know what you'd like to hear in the backyard when we get here at 8 o'clock each Wednesday for our Labrish. And again, we are on Blog Talk Radio. This is Backyard Labrish, and we're here each Wednesday at 8 o'clock where we celebrate, enlighten, and preserve the rich, diverse, where we celebrate the rich, diverse culture of Jamaica, land we love. So with that said, folks, I'd like to invite you to come back next week. Bring a friend. And remember that all of the shows we have done are archived on the website. And if you go to the website, you will click on the icon with the mic. You will get to Blog Talk Radio, and you can listen to any show that may be of interest to you. You can also copy that URL and forward it to a friend that you think might have an interest in that particular segment. So with that said, I want to bid you good night and to encourage you, as usual, to make it a great week. Thank you. This is Margaret signing off. Good night.